Simpson and his press conference, the coach of the Eagles.
We might have a bit of a letdown from last week, but I was actually really proud of the players, how they handled the week and the game. We haven't performed too well in the wet in the past, and we've made a bit of a focus of it without going too hard at it. And to keep them quite low on inside 50s and have impact on the scoreboard ourselves. Game died away a little bit in that last quarter, but I thought the damage was done, and I was pretty happy with how we played.
Would you see guys that stepped up leadership-wise around the club to guarantee that you performed this week?
Oh, look, no, nothing out of the ordinary, to be honest. We've got a leadership program in place that evolves regardless of wins and losses, and we do look for moments that we can lead by example.
Yes, mate.
And, I think our second-tier players are actually really starting to understand when they play well and lead and direct on game day. We normally go pretty close to winning, so and they're evolving.
Were you surprised how easily the floodgates opened in the third
term? Not really. I don't know how to answer that question. I thought that we had control of the game and Gold Coast had to do something a little bit different, so they changed the structure a little bit. We took advantage and we got a bit of a run on and made the most of it.
In the first term, the first half, you must have been really pleased with the way you structured from the stoppages inside 450. You were just able to get repeat entries and cut off anything with intercept marks. Was that a real focus in the wet weather?
I think we got smashed at clearances. So we had to tonight really rely on a well-structured back half. And I think we did that. We lost Gov before the game, so we're quite light on for defenders. But collectively, they're getting it done. And there's pretty good pressure in the midfield, but the supply was probably a bit more than we would have liked from a clearance point of view. But we seemed to rebound pretty well.
What happened with Gov? He just didn't come up?
Yeah, six-day break. And he's had a big year, and he's carrying a few injuries, and he needed a week off.
Something happened to Scotty Lysett yesterday that meant Jackson came in, or was it just he had to be the
right? Oh, no, not at all. No, the weather was probably the main thing, and we had to throw up weather. If we had lost someone like Gov, how do we compensate that? And I don't think playing Scotty Lysett down back would feel what we've been doing of late. So we did toy with it, and then we decided to bring Jacko into the squad because of the reasons that happened tonight.
Adam, how did you assess Josh Kennedy's game, and was it just precautionary in coming off?
Oh, it was fantastic. Now the elbow is still recovering, so to get full recovery, he needs to get through 4 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks. So we just got to make sure when we see an opportunity to give him a break, we took it. So it was a good suggestion from our medical staff, and he wasn't too pleased. But I think we get a fresh JK next week.
What did he say to you on the phone when he came off?
Oh, he didn't say a lot. No, it was a bit of banter, but he was fine. He'll be all right.
Well, straight in that third quarter, what goes through a coach's mind when everything seems to go just to plan and perfect?
I was an angry coach today in the box. Yeah, I wasn't comfortable all day. Don't know why, but it just was frustrating at times. So I was looking at the negatives, and I didn't realise we'd scored like we did. So I did apologise to the coaches after the game. Maybe got a little bit frustrated when I didn't need to, but I think playing on the edge and being on the edge is important for our group. And we did drop away in the last quarter, but when it mattered, I thought we stood up.
What were some of the things that you pointed out that perhaps you didn't do that well?
Nothing particular. I was our clearances mainly were disturbing me a little bit. If we want to stand up and play well every week, we can't let that bigger gap happen. So, like I said, we did well to rebound off those, but we need to compete around the ball.
Just touch on Elliot Yeo again. Perhaps would have been easier to throw him down back with McGovern pulling out, but you decided to keep him in the midfield. Yeah. So that's where we're going to see him for the rest of the season now?
Every week will be different, but we sort of saw it as a plan B if we needed him down back, and we'd take the game on with what we're doing and see how we go, and if it wasn't working, we can change. So you spend a lot of time trying to work out what might happen if it doesn't work your way, but our players are pretty keen, and I'm pretty keen to start playing the way we want to play, and we'll adapt if it's not working for us.
And he added, with three goals in our second term before the floodgates open, I don't think he'd kicked three in a season before tonight. He's kicked three in one game, so added another part to his game as well.
Yeah, look, he wants the ball in his hands when he's goes forward, so he's not necessarily a midfielder that rests forward. He likes to go for his marks, and we encourage that, so he got rewarded tonight with some good play up the ground. But he's, and this is the reason why we need him in the midfield at the moment, because he's a different dynamic than the others.
Adam Simpson there, the coach of the West Coast Eagles. Victors tonight, 21-9, 135.